My name is Quentin Blair, and I come from a small town in Manitoba called Landmark, which is actually the geographical center of Canada. If you're driving down Highway 1, there's a bunch of Canadian flags and a sign that says, "You are in the center of Canada," and that's my road. And you can only turn one way, so you turn south and you drive until you see the big red barn. So I'm literally one right-hand turn from downtown Calgary. I started songwriting, it was in grade 12, and I'd met this guy. He had just moved to Winnipeg from Toronto, and we were hanging out. We enjoyed playing music together, but we didn't like any of the same bands. So we thought, well, if we want to have a band, we got to start writing music together. So we started writing, and it just kind of took off from there, and I started fell in love with the process of writing a song. I'm a horse guy, team rope, and you know, we're branding calves and all that kind of stuff that you know, happens all across the prairies. And as formative youth, I would say sort of late teens, I started reading an author named Louis L'Amour. And Louis L'Amour has a great ability to describe locations and scenes and people. And sometimes it can be very descriptive and you feel like you're living inside a painting, and sometimes he can be very precise and concise with his wording. And I learned sort of that was kind of like the goal as far as my ability to write. I like to think about the painting of the picture and write that way. So a lot of my songs do have just different imagery. You know, you might be thinking for your stereotypical country song. This song is called Someday Sunday. I wrote it with my friend Jason McCoy. Jason is, we've gotten to work with the Roadhammers a lot. I've written with Clayton, written with Jason, and it just seems like every summer we're always playing with them somewhere. And we, sure enough, this summer show announcements come out, and they announce and we announce, like, oh, well, I saw Clayton last night. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you in June, because that's just how we roll. I guess our brand of country music is a good fit with them, so we work with the Roadhammers a lot. So written a bunch of songs with those guys through the years. This is one with Jason and I, and we really wanted to write a song. We both have daughters who are, you know, teenagers, and they're horse girls, and they love riding, and it's like, it's different. Like, to be a barrel racing dad, he's a show jumping dad, I'm a barrel racing dad, and it's just like, it's just funny, right? How that how many things we have in common. So we're supposed to get together and write a song about that, and we just kind of kicked around these ideas. I was talking with some friends the night before before this co-write, and they were like, oh, one day we're gonna do this thing, one day we're gonna sort of, we've been talking about it forever, but one day we're gonna do it. And it was on a Sunday, so I was like, yeah, well, that's today's the day. Today's the Someday Sunday. Book that trip that you said you were gonna do. Because the reality is, like, people come in and out of our lives, right? Relationships change, and we lose time with people that we may have wanted more time with. So it's really a song about, like, seizing that moment with the ones that you love and really making today that day. Today is that Someday Sunday. I wanted to go fishing with my dad. Well, today is the day. You know, I wanted to, we always said we were going to build that house, or we were going to build this dream together. Let's go and build that dream. So Someday Sunday is all about just that positive chasing, proactively making time to do the things with the ones that you love. We always said one day we were gonna roll down that old gravel road, grab a bottle of red in that old truck bed and just see where things go. Cuddle up so sweet on that big bench seat, some AM radio. No more coulda beens, shoulda beens. Well, baby, let's go. It's a Sunday, Sunday. Let's do the things we said we were gonna do one day. Let the world just keep on spinning and time keep ticking away. Someday. I said one day I was gonna put that ring on your hand, build that two-story red brick white picket dream on that land. And we always knew that we'd plant some roots, start a family. No more waiting, hesitating, baby, it's time for you and me. It's a Someday, Someday. Let's do said we were gonna do one day. Let the world just keep on spinning, the time keep ticking away. So heaven. Ah, someday, someday, let's do the things we said we were gonna do. One day, let the world just keep on spinning and time keep ticking away. Someday, 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 yeah.
Quinton, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that song with us. Can you just share with everybody listening where they can find you and how they can connect with you?
Yeah, well, I feel like my favorite is Instagram. So on Instagram, I'm at Quinton Blair. And on Facebook, it's Quinton Blair Music. Those are my two main platforms. I'm on TikTok as well. But my website, quintonblair.com, feel free to reach out, send inquiries. I field all those questions. I'm kind of, I don't ever want to be that artist. I mean, maybe that's ideal. Maybe one day I can't respond to everybody. But as of right now, I try my best to respond to everybody personally and just whatever. I like talking to people. I like being in the community. So yeah, reach out. I'd love to chat.